Now, we'll go back to the verb to eat. How do you say I want to eat? Or you can say I'm hungry.
Я хочу есть.
Yes, есть. Pronounce soft.
Есть.
Да. Я хочу есть. I want to eat, literally. Or in English, you can say I'm hungry. That's the meaning of the English sentence and of the Russian sentence. Now, in English, you can also say I want to have a meal. Yes? Both to eat and to have a meal mean more or less the same thing. It's all about eating, isn't it? In Russian, you also have a means of expressing this. Only, as very often happens in Russian, it's all in one word. So instead of using four words in English to have a meal, you use just one word in Russian, just one verb. And that verb is very similar to the verb есть, only you add a prefix in front. The prefix is по, and it becomes поесть. So you have two verbs for to eat in Russian, есть and поесть. The second one, поесть, is equivalent to the English to have a meal, or probably to have something to eat, or to have a bite. Yes? So it's есть, поесть. So when you're just hungry, you say what?
Я хочу есть.
Я хочу есть. But when you ask a question, where can one have a meal? It's also about eating, but it's more concrete now. You would use the verb поесть. Where can one have a meal?
Где?
What is the word for one can or it is possible? One may.
Можно.
Можно. So where is it possible to have a meal?
Где можно поесть?
Где можно поесть? Where can I have a meal? Now, how do you say to have a nice meal? Again, in English, it is to have a nice meal. And in Russian, it's to eat well, using the same verb. So to have a nice meal.
Хорошо поесть.
Yes, хорошо поесть. So, how do you ask the question? Where can one have a nice meal?
Где можно хорошо поесть?
Yes, that's your question. It sounds very different from the English question, but it expresses the same idea. Где можно хорошо поесть? How do you ask the question? Where can one have a quick meal? That is, eat quickly.
Где можно быстро поесть?
Yes. Где можно быстро поесть? Where can one have a quick meal? Eat quickly.
Is that поесть a prefix that can be applied to any other words usefully?
To many other verbs, but not all of them, as you will see. Now, what is the verb to drink?
Пить.
Mm-hmm. Пить. Yes. There is an equivalent to this verb as well. All Russian verbs come in pairs. Most of them will have a prefix in the second verb. But the prefixes, unfortunately, are different. По is one of the popular ones. But with the verb to drink, it'll be a different prefix. And the prefix will be вы, and it will be accented. How do you form the verb?
Выпить.
Да, выпить. Mm-hmm. So you have two verbs now, пить and выпить. How do you say, I want to drink? That's something that you've said before.
Я хочу пить.
Yes. Я хочу пить. I want to drink. Or I'm thirsty. That's about your general condition state of being thirsty. Yes, I want to drink. Я хочу пить. But in English, you can also say, I want to have a drink. Or you can say, I want to have a coffee. Again, in Russian, it's just this one verb with вы. So, how do you say, to have coffee? Or to have a coffee.
Выпить кофе.
So I want to have a coffee.
Я хочу выпить кофе.
Да. Я хочу выпить кофе. And I want to have a tea.
Я хочу выпить чай.
Да. Я хочу выпить чай.
Does it apply to beer and wine and vodka and water?
Of course.
Yeah.
You want to say that you want to have a beer.
Я хочу выпить пиво.
Right. Я хочу выпить пиво. Mm-hmm. So, for the verbs to eat and to drink. You have a pair for each in Russian. To eat, есть, поесть. To drink, пить, выпить. Right.
So the ones with the prefix are effectively a more emphatic form of the basic пить or есть.
You call it emphatic. I would call it a one-time thing, a more concrete thing. Rather than wanting to eat in general, you want a meal. Rather than being thirsty, wanting to drink, you want a drink, and so on. So each of Russian verbs has a pair.